Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's going quite well, thank you. That's the short version of an update on a biofuels project begun in 2011 by UPS in Louisville. Their local public relations director, Mike Manjo.
Working with the Kentucky Clean Fuels Coalition, we started a project to use biodiesel in our ground support equipment at Worldport, our international air hub. We have installed a couple of biodiesel tanks there where we are able to fuel 366 vehicles on property with a blend of biodiesel that ranges anywhere from 5% to 20%.
The reason for the timing of this report is next week's Mid-America Truck Show at Louisville's Kentucky Exposition Center. While closed to the public, National Soybean Board members will be on hand promoting the utilization of biofuels like soy diesel. The board would like to work even more closely with the trucking industry and is glad to share with them performance results like those of UPS.
Biodiesel certainly helps reduce greenhouse gas emissions by about 80%. It's a renewable fuel source, and that's a great thing. We are a company that, even though we are a large transportation company, we try to leave as small a footprint as we can. We take our social responsibility very seriously.
Market conditions dictate which biofuels are used, but soy diesel is a player.
We work with whatever feedstock that we can get. Certainly we do use soy diesel as some of the source for our biodiesel.
We'll be right back.
Every year, Kentuckians dump enough stuff on the ground to fill a football stadium 12 stories high. When it rains, all that trash washes down storm drains and directly into our streams, rivers, and lakes. It's time we all did our part to stop polluting Kentucky's waterways. To find out how you can help, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
We're back with Mike Manjo, Public Relations Director at the Louisville UPS Worldport. Their ongoing work there with biofuels in their ground equipment, he says, works well because it's very simple to implement.
Part of the beauty of the way that we blend the biodiesel is the vehicles that we use it in, you do not have to modify. All our vehicles go through a rigorous maintenance process to keep them running. We have used many of them out there for decades, so they continue to run on and run well in the biodiesel.
Worldwide, UPS has 2,500 alternative fuel vehicles in service, and among them, the Louisville project continues to shine.
This biodiesel initiative that we have meets the definition of sustainability. It's good business and it's good for the environment. You're able to power 366 pieces of ground support equipment at Worldport in a economically feasible way and at the same time reduce our carbon footprint.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.